with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump offered rare criticisms of Russian President Vladimir Putin after a deadly missile attack on Kyiv that killed at least 12 people. President Trump says he wants Russia and Ukraine to reach a deal quickly.
I have my own deadline, and we want it to be fast. And the prime minister is helping us. He wants it to be fast, too. And I think everybody at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have a deadline. And after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude. But I think it has a very good chance of getting done.
President Trump called on President Vladimir Putin to stop in a post on social media. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said on Wednesday that House Republicans are facing a crucial moment that could determine their political survival. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The National Republican Congressional Committee said 26 House Democrats are vulnerable in the 2026 midterms, giving Republicans an opportunity to grow their slim majority in the chamber. During an appearance on Fox, Gingrich said the party must unite and finalize key legislative priorities by Independence Day if it hopes to maintain its majority in 2026. Gingrich also pointed out the importance of President Donald Trump's involvement and said that the president must secure GOP control of both chambers to implement his second-term agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal judge is barring the Trump administration from denying or conditioning the use of federal funds to sanctuary jurisdictions. U.S. Judge William Orrick said Thursday that a preliminary injunction was appropriate because President Trump's executive orders targeting sanctuary cities were unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow by 486 points, the Nasdaq rose 458. This is SRN News. The battle over assisted suicide continues in the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news on anti-Semitism. The number of attacks and other incidents around the world declined slightly last year from a peak reached immediately after Hamas launched its attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. That's according to an annual report from Tel Aviv University. However, researchers say the number of attacks in 2024 were still significantly higher than in 2022. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied further as better-than-expected profits for U.S. companies piled up. The S&P 500 jumped 2% for its third straight day of big gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 2.7%. ServiceNow surged after the AI platform company delivered a stronger profit for the start of 2025 than expected. Southwest Airlines likewise reported stronger than expected results, but it joined a lengthening list of companies that have pulled financial forecasts because of uncertainty around the tariff situation. The Dow was up 486 points to close at 40,093. The NASDAQ gained 458 points to 17,166. The S&P 500 added 109 points to 5484. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.